13. As conscious beings processing reality every moment of our lives, we express ourselves in a quality of vocabulary. The quality of vocabulary is an attempt to put experience into words. The language of science, however, attempts the opposite, to extract experience in the name of objectivity. But objectivity itself denotes an experience. A language set apart from qualia doesn't exist. 14. Other life forms, such as insects, bacteria, animals, and birds, have their own qualia niche. It is inaccessible to us, although we can try to imagine it, because each species has its own nervous system. Even microorganisms have responses to the environment, seeking light, air, food, and each other. Insofar as we can interpret any other life form, we are only reflecting the human nervous system's qualia processing. In actuality, the reality perceived through other nervous systems cannot be known to us. 15. Perception is the engine that creates species-specific experiences. Each experience reshapes physical reality, leading, in humans, to a quality of vocabulary that keeps up with every new change. The fact that lower animals, including insects and birds, also have extremely complex vocabularies is evidence for the creative link between language and reality. 16. We do not see because we have eyes. We do not hear because we have ears. The organs of perception do not create perception, but are the lens through which consciousness and its qualia create perceptual experience. The perceptual can never be the actual. We perceive what our species has evolved to perceive. Whatever is truly real, the actual, is more primal than the things we perceive or think about or sense. Qualia science explores the boundary between the perceptual and the actual, with the goal of crossing over it. 17. The human brain represents the reality perceived by a particular life form. Experience isn't organized randomly, but symbolically. We humanize reality and, in turn, the qualia that register in the brain, pain, light, hunger, emotions, etc., cause the brain and body to evolve as symbolic representations. This feedback loop originates in consciousness, not in the biology of the brain. Human consciousness is a specific expressive outlet for the undifferentiated field of consciousness. The one creates the many. 18. Although we can interact with other life forms like dogs and birds, we cannot presume that their qualia experience is identical to ours. What feels hot, cold, light, heavy, slow, fast, and so on to another species is unknowable. We cannot presume to say that these basic qualia register for them in a way similar to our response. We infer that they have feelings and sensory experience similar to ours, but that's the most we can say. It's very unlikely that the caw of a crow sounds the same to a crow as it does to us, or the bark of a dog to a dog. Yet we can communicate with each other as humans, because we translate our qualia signals into a qualia vocabulary that is generally accepted, despite wide variances from person to person and culture to culture. 19. Each living entity creates its own perceptual reality by interacting with the fundamental ground of existence, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is a field of all possibilities. Each possibility emerges, when it does, as qualia. The field of pure consciousness, however, exists prior to qualia. It is indescribable and inconceivable by a brain that knows reality only through qualia. The womb of creation is beyond space, time, matter, and energy. 20. There are as many perceptual realities, physical brains, bodies, worlds, as there are living entities with their qualia repertoire. 21. Our understanding of subjective experience, or our sense of empathy with others, takes place through the resonance of shared qualia. Whatever insight and connection we have to other species, beings, or realms of existence takes place through the sensitivity and refinement of our subjective qualia in relation to their subjective qualia. What we call empathy is a shared resonance that registers in awareness. 22. Birth is the beginning of a particular qualia program. An individual qualia entity emerges into the world with a potential in qualia that unfolds as life. What happens over a lifetime is what we have in common, namely, interacting with other qualia entities and their qualia programs. 23. Death is the termination of a particular qualia program, the life program of an individual. The qualia return to a state of potential forms within consciousness, where they reshuffle and recycle as new living entities. 24. The consciousness field and its matrix of qualia are non-local and immortal. Non-local means that the field is all-pervasive and everywhere the same. In fact, the very term everywhere is itself a qualia. A field is affected by every specific event that happens in it. The whole never loses contact with its parts. They are never lost or forgotten. 25. We do not experience the field itself, but the qualia that emerge from it. We use these to become individuals with a specific, that is, local, perspective. Locality is a qualia experience in the non-local consciousness field. 26. Quantum mechanics is a mathematical model for measuring qualia mechanics, defined as our set of experiences of nature. It's the map, not the territory. At bottom, the map is mathematical, because the quantum domain exhibits precise forms and probabilities. Mathematics leads to data, reducing experience to numbers. As such, this way of mapping reality loses all the qualia that constitute experience. 27. Reality can be mapped to resemble what it actually is, a continuous dynamic flow of consciousness, emerging from the universal field and differentiating into matter, energy, worlds, and beings. Capturing what really exists, as opposed to the numbers that measure it in small, frozen slices, demands that science be revamped into qualia physics, qualia biology, qualia medicine, and so on.